You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
But we don't have this minhag, so we wait after Rosh Chodesh. So this year on Sunday, August 23rd, so we start Segechot at the quarter to 5 a.m. So now as the halakha permits that the Vayavorim that we say it has to be after midnight, so it cannot be before. So those that they are in Selichot at their house have to be very careful to do not start Selichot before midnight, that is 1 a.m. It's to Asur to mention the 13th attribute of Ribono Shel Olam at night. So after midnight is the best time. The Ribono Shel Olam doesn't get any phone calls, you know, he's free, so that's the timing that is suggested to say the Selichot. And usually they start the Selichot, many batikin isiot, before Tefillat Hanetz, and then right away they start Tefillat Hanetz. At the time of Tiron Chatzot, Chodesh Elul, that we say viduim, we say ana, in Chodesh Elul we skip that. It's because we have many viduim in Selichot. So when we say Tiron Hatzot, in month of Elul, we don't say the ana, the viduim we don't say.
Does that matter how long before you say
Tiron Hatzot? Well, if you said like after midnight, and then later on you say Selichot, you could say, but if you said like before starting the Selichot, so you don't need to say it. We skip that because in Selichot we have lots of Iduim. And also this 40 days that is designated for Selichot actually is the third one, the third time that Moshe Abraham Shalom went up to Shamayim. And the reason we start the Selichot because it's Sha'at Rachamim, that means third time that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom went up to Shamayim and appeased Ribono Shel Olam. Ribono Shel Olam said, what did he say? Hazaka Baruch. Hashem said, I forgave you as you demanded. Salachti kidvarecha. And gave us the second set of luchot with simcha, as brought in Midrash and Rashi HaKadosh brings. So how do we know that Hashem was appeased? Who is the source? Because we learned in a few parashiyot before, in chapter 10, in the Barim, Moshe Abraham Shalom said, V'anuchi amati bahar kayamim harishonim. What is Kayamim Harishonim means, just like the first time. So Midrash explains the same way that Hashem gave us the first set of Luchot with Simcha. So then the second one also was with Simcha. Exactly like the first time. So we learn from here, what do we learn? Right, so what exactly happened? Moshe Abraham Shalom went up to Shamayim and asked forgiveness for Am Yisrael. Ki chata damecha, asher choseta mimisraim. So, they made a mistake. Okay, and then after the tefillah was accepted, what happened? Right, but the delicate point here is, like, let's say somebody did you wrong. Chas v'shalom, never happens. So now you come and say, forgive me. Can you forgive him? Yes? But is it like 100% forgiveness? Really forgive him? No, what are you thinking? No, how can you forgive him? He hurt you, did you something wrong. You cannot let go, you cannot forgive. So even though they say, okay, mechila and this, but still, you have the hard feeling towards him still. Because the hardest effort in life here is to be able to delete completely. You know, the good old days, when you write on with a pencil, and then you erase it with an eraser that has some mark. Yeah, there's a mark that still stays. Yeah. Right. So here you have to learn to forgive like this. Not permanent markers, and when you erase it, you don't see nothing. So here, one thing that we learn, that Ribono Shel Olam, when forgave Am Yisrael, it was as joyous for him like the first time. So now, this timing that we use, and we take advantage, because exactly the way Ribono Shel Olam forgave Am Yisrael in time of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, so we use this timing for ourselves. So that's why we say Selichot. Because Hashem is ready to forgive us just like nothing happened. Nothing happened. You can erase it completely.
Amen.
Yeah. No page. But you have to be here. You have to be here on time. Now you have to come a little early to make your coffee. Yeah, it was that a shame.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.